I'm going to read now something from Ginny Savelli, the founder of our series. Here's Ginny. Here is, and I think it actually is interesting because this particular poem has a good deal to do with masculinity, a kind of desperation, and grief. First pride, then fall. I don't know what makes a man fall from grace. Usually the fall is unseen by the fallen. They usually hit the ground hard and spend the remainder of their lives trying to get up. I don't know why I'm thinking of Jacob's ladder, a climb from earth to heaven. I'm drinking a cup of strong coffee and thinking of my friend who was a chief of police, a good man, honorable to a fault, church-loving man, loves God, feared the flames of hell because I spoke with him and knew of his fears and love and saw in his eyes an emptiness, almost like he had no more tears to shed. For I'm sure, as there is treachery, he often cried alone, as if he were in a garden awaiting betrayal. I think sometimes men fall from a ladder because the ladder is too high. And in the fear of height, they lose their footing. Sometimes the rung of the ladder is slick and their foot slips. Sometimes the rung of the ladder breaks and they fall. Sometimes men are trying to get past them and they climb up your back, step on your neck, smash your fingers, and it's hard to hold on to the ladder with crushed fingers. Sometimes you are tossed down by the gods, all in the name of hubris. It has been said often by greater men, first pride, then the fall. I have fallen often, sometimes because of a slip, and often, too often, I have been pushed or tossed. It matters not the fall as much, the tumult and awful sound. I sounded like a big bag of shit, thumping down, hitting hard on the ground. And then the question, how high the bounce? That can only be measured by the height of the climb, equally proportionate to the fall, almost like measuring action to reaction. But a bag of shit almost always makes the sound of an awful flood. Now, what makes a fall so hard is when others are tossed down with you, and often those tossed down land on you, kind of like you become their pillow, which of course softens their fall. Sometimes I drink strong coffee just to stay awake so that I don't dream of ladders like Jacob. Guess maybe I just want my feet on the ground. And I'm just tired of helping up good, honorable men. I'm just tired of seeing the empty eyes of men praying in gardens with crushed fingers. Thank you.
Now, many have come to your attention that we are in a bookstore.
That means you have an opportunity to buy books, including those of Damien Bresic, and they are here, and also copies of Sarah Shotman's book, Junket, and a whole bunch of others that are real good. So I would encourage you. And that what? And that, oh, and that I think they will sign them. Yes. What could be better? So we have, we ought to get started on that. I think we have till about 8:20 or 8:30 maybe.
for you to buy some books, and then we sort of have to clear out of here. And the poets, if you would be kind enough to join us for a photograph. And thank you all. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you, Ari. You did a great job. Woo-hoo! Yay! Thank you, and thank you, Art Well. See you soon.